Oasis Audio presents The Five Love Languages of Teenagers by Gary Chapman. Read for you by Chris Fabry. Acknowledgements. Through the years, people have asked, when are you going to write a book on parenting teenagers? My stock answer has been, when I finish with my own. Now that our children are grown and married, I think I am far enough removed from the process that I can write objectively, both from my successes and my failures. Carolyn and I were not perfect parents. Our years with teenagers were not without trauma. But through it all, we sought to love, and love has made all the difference. Today, we enjoy relating to our former teens as mature, caring young adults. They bring us much joy and encouragement. I write this volume with confidence that if parents are successful in loving teenagers, they will be successful parents. Much of what you will hear in this book, I learned from Shelley and Derek. Without my experience of walking with them through the teen years, I would not have been able to empathize with other parents or write with passion. Thus, I have dedicated this book to them. I take this occasion to publicly acknowledge my indebtedness to each of them for letting me practice on them. Because of what they taught me, I hope to do even better with my grandchildren. I'm also deeply grateful to Dr. Davis McGirt, who rendered invaluable help as my research assistant on this project. His expertise in exploring both current and historical studies on parenting teens, and his exceptional organizational skills in digesting this material, made my task much easier. Thanks, Davis. I hope that all your research will help you and Mary Kay as you raise your own teenagers. As always, I am deeply appreciative of those parents who have shared with me their successes and struggles in raising teens. Both in the counseling office and on the road, hundreds of parents have been my teachers. Your pain has made me more sensitive. Your success has given me encouragement. A special tribute is due Tricia Cube, my administrative assistant, who assisted in the original edition, and Anita Hall, who assisted in this revised edition. A final word of appreciation to Betsy Neuenheis, whose editorial skills made a good book better. Her updating of statistics and tweaking of content has helped make this latest edition relevant to contemporary parents of teenagers. Introduction. Parenting teens has always been hard. But today's teens are stepping into a world different from the world of previous generations, even their largely Gen X parents. It's a global world with mobile internet, satellite television, and much more. Modern technology is exposing our teens to the best and worst of all human cultures. No longer does the homogeneous environment of the Deep South or the expansive Northwest exist. The ethnic boundaries of the Midwestern teenager are far different than in the past. Pluralism, the acceptance of many ideas and philosophies as all being on equal footing, with none being superior to the other, has replaced common beliefs and patterns as the wave of the future. Our teens live in a much more diverse world, including right in their own schools. They face tremendous pressures to achieve and get in the right college, which presumably will equip them for a job in an economy that's undergone dizzying changes in the last decade or so. They don't get enough sleep. Some face bullying via social media or the danger of gun violence. While some measures of teen social health have improved, for example, teen pregnancy has gone way down since its peak in the 1980s, other problems have come along. Narcissism, the ubiquity of screens, issues relating to sexuality. Despite all the changes and challenges, it is my opinion that never before have the parents of teenagers been so important. Teenagers need their parents now more than ever. All research indicates that the most significant influence on the life of a teenager comes from his or her parents. It is only when parents become uninvolved that their main role of guidance is replaced by someone or something else, the gang, the peer group, social media. I am deeply committed to the premise